Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population
you,
Morris.
And you and you.
Jordan Morris of Jordan Jesse Go, of At Midnight fame. Boy, genius.
Great person in the comedy community.
Just a wonderful person to be here discussing the dumb behavior in the world. How are you, sir?
Hi, I'm great. And yes, I am from the community. That's right.
You are. You offer such a wonderful counterpoint to, or just a different energy to Jesse Thorne. I love you on that show. And of course, loved writing jokes with you on At Midnight whenever we saw you in there as one of our guys to like help just bounce stuff off of. It was always such a glorious time to like create comedy with you.
Oh, such a blast. Always so fun when you guys were on that show. Yeah, a joy. One of the great joys of my professional career.
Yeah, it really was fun.
I feel like one of the first podcasts Randy and I ever guested on was Jordan Jesse Go, like in someone's house in Silver Lake. Is that possible?
Yeah. I mean, Jesse and I, we really consider ourselves like the Velvet Underground of podcasts.
The pioneers.
Yeah. And yeah, and you know, like we weren't huge, but everyone who listened to our podcast started a podcast.
That's right.
It's a very CBGB's vibe. God, does it track that I'm being ironic? I hope it doesn't seem like I'm.
Oh, you're being 100%
serious.
We're
going to quote this and put it up online.
Quote the raven.
Yeah, that guy's so fucking up his own ass.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Wow, he really is.
He just tells what he feels, man. It's straight from the heart.
Well, we believe that the world is getting dumber, and we have stories sent to us. Actually, the best way to do it is just tweet at Daniel Van Kirk, mm-hmm. Do the link to the story, and then hashtag DumbPeopleTown. You can tell which order it goes in.
So
and that
give
is
credit
the way
to the first person
for sure.
Who sent it.
Let's do it. Let's jump in right now.
I also recently somebody asked me, how come you just don't search the headline or search the hashtag? And I go, the at Daniel Van Kirk lets me know it's for me. Do you know how many people are using hashtag Dumb People Town? And for some reason, a lot of them were busy on January 6th. So it keeps me from knowing these are the ones I need to be looking at. These are the other people that shouldn't be on social media.
Gotcha.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes, we are.
This is like one of the most Florida things to happen in Florida.
I can't wait.
There could be a song about this. And in fact...
Okay, wait. Should we... Okay, knowing that that's the intro, that's the ramp up. Should we just do a quick round of guesses as to the elements of the
happen?
Story? So I'll start say Jet Ski Fire.
Jet Ski Fire?
Ooh, that's
I'm
good.
Gonna say, I'm going to say... By the way, would be the best name for a band ever.
I'm sure it is.
Like an 80s cover
sure
band. Jet Ski Fire. Barbecued Alligator. I'm going to throw that
okay.
next.
Okay.
Jay, what do you got? Children left in a sailboat.
But like they left in a sailboat.
They took off. Yeah, they left.
They took off.
I'm trying to look up. I'm actually going to look up and see if Jet Ski Fire is the name of a band.
Okay.
Our cousin's in a band called Free Fall, was in a band called Free Fall Rescue. It is
really?
Basically the Jet Ski Fire of
for
Florida
sure.
bands. But it's another
All right, you ready for this headline?
Jet Ski Fire, great rendition of We Built This City.
I love
100%.
It.
100%.
Knee deep in the hoopla. There is no Jet Ski Fire.
Well,
that is not a band.
Be.
So get on it,
Jordan.
Indie rockers.
Okay.
Sent in by Kevin Starchville at Kevin Star 13. I think that's the first time Kevin's ever gotten on the show. So
hey,
thanks
buddy.
So much, Kevin.
Thank you. Don't go back to Starchville.
Doing an R.E.M. song?
Okay, ready?
Waste a thousand
years. I'm going to read this headline for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Suspect accused of stealing significant amount of Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia ID'd by Florida police. But like, isn't that the most like...
That smell. Did you smell it?
Florida heist ever. What was stolen? A whole bunch of
Lynyrd
Skynyrd.
Eight frosted mirrors, three t-shirts with the sleeve. They stole the sleeves right off them, man.
I bet there are some, and I'm saying this with quotation marks, collector's item Skynyrd pieces of merch because maybe they have a flag we don't like to use anymore.
For sure.
Katana sword.
Orange Park, Florida. I apologize in advance for what you're about to hear. He's been free as a bird for about a month.
There it is.
But Lord help him, that may change.
But Tuesday, he was gone with the wind.
He was just lashing out against a southern man.
He's about to have a
new sweet
home.
Did you get that? It was a response song
home.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah.
Police in Florida are currently asking for the public's help in locating a man accused of stealing a trailer containing a, quote, significant amount of memorabilia connected to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
So I watched
How
this.
How do you define significant amount?
More than four. More than four
That's
pieces.
That's the question. It has, yes. If it includes the rare Lynyrd Skynyrd dental dam.
I feel like if it.
But they only sold it on the one tour. Man.
If you put it all into a bed
Not
of a truck.
Not very popular.
If you put it all into the bed of a truck and you have to find a rope to tie it down.
Honey,
that's a significant, that's a significant amount of Lynyrd
Honey,
Skynyrd.
Honey, where are my Lynyrd Skynyrd yarmulkes? I just can't find them. They're on the truck. They're on the truck.
In the trailer. I'm not seeing them.
He's accused of stealing a significant amount of memorabilia connected to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
By the way, and a significant amount doesn't mean all of it. Means that there was even more in there that he did not. If you be, he stole all of it.
Right.
And he stole all of it. He stole a significant amount.
Oh, you're saying that he only got some of it.
He couldn't. There was so much, Dan, that he could not get more than.
He had to make hard choices.
A significant
amount. It goes on here to say that Lynyrd Skynyrd is a southern rock band whose major hits include Free Bird, Tuesday's Gone, and Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
The memorabilia, along with the trailer that it was in, had disappeared. So it's a trailer's worth.
The trailer's worth of memorabilia.
This is also so on brand. Like, where was it stolen from? It was stolen from the parking lot at a Days Inn hotel.
There you go. You're going to leave
just
it there.
All lining up. Hey,
by the way, should I bring my trailer of Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia?
Well, don't leave it at home. Someone's going to steal it if they know you're gone.
I'll just bring it to the Days Inn.
Like,
what could happen there?
At Days Inn, they have like. They have like customer parking, handicap parking, and Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia
trailer parking.
Yeah. Have a place for
it. Also, it's always Days Inn. Like, nobody's like, where are you keeping that memorabilia? Nobody's like the Intercontinental.
No.
It's the Four Seasons.
We're taking it. And by the way,
at the Savoy.
But who is
it's at maybe even the Loft might be
the
too.
It's at the Mandarin Oriental, guys. That's where it is.
Viceroy.
It's at the Kempton.
So my question is, who was driving around going, that's a trailer full of something I should probably get?
Right. Or did they storage wars it and they were just like, I want what's ever in that trailer.
There's something in there.
And I'm going to get it.
Right. The memorabilia along with the trailer disappeared from the Days Inn parking lot in Orange Park on April 9th, just one day before the items were intended to be auctioned off at a cancer benefit in Middleburg, Florida.
Boo.
No.
So these also like had they were the best intentions memorabilia.
Yeah. They're like, we're going to sell this for a good cause, which we're going to do something that Lynyrd Skynyrd never did.
Right.
Do something for a good cause.
The organizers of the Jimmy Van Zandt cancer benefit, named for the late musician Jimmy Van Zandt. That feels redundant. Mm-hmm. Who was also a cousin of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Donnie, Johnny, and Ronnie Van Zandt.
I love Donnie, Johnny, and Ronnie.
Somebody's filling a word quota on this
Donnie,
article.
Johnny, and Ronnie.
All right. Had said that.
What are your kids' names? Donnie, Johnny, and Ronnie. I guess you don't care. No, I do not.
Right.
We use the same naming convention as Pac-Man ghosts.
Fourth one, Clyde. You're right.
Right.
Inky, Blinky, Winky, and Nod. Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde. Thank you.
The organizer.
I thought Sue. Am I wrong about that? Maybe
was
that was
Sue?
In Ms. Pac-Man.
That's Ms. Pac-Man.
Anyway, maybe they're Ms. like, Pac-Man. It needs a female ghost.
That's right.
Anyway.
Oh, it is. Maybe. Look it up.
Researcher.
Have you seen that?
He said that some of the stolen memorabilia included musical equipment, autographed photos.
Sure.
And I feel like this is probably worth something.
The drummer.
No, he's not in there.
The drummer is in right. there. He's been living in the
Isn't
trailer.
The most expensive memorabilia, and it's not like it's kind of a sad thing.
Platinum Records?
You know, it's the edition of their album they put out with everybody on it, and one of the guys was on fire, and then he ended up being the guy
who died in the plane crash.
And so they like reissued the album, and if you have one of those
original ones,
that's like worth a shit ton of money.
I mean, it's definitely worth just throwing in the trailer and parking it at the day.
I don't think they had that
just
in
leave
there.
It there. Yeah.
So more or less than the rare Confederate flag butt plugs they sold on
those
that
one.
Probably
those.
Less rare.
Those
are
very
that.
Gentle.
So
Mantle on the anus.
In Pac-Man, it was Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde. In Ms. Pac-Man, they changed the name of the slowest ghost, Clyde, to Sue. So you were correct, and we were correct.
Nice. Everybody wins.
Everyone was right.
Now look, well, everybody trade those correct answers in.
And
for
it's
one
nice.
Small.
I just love that. I just love that my daughter. I don't have a daughter. I love that my daughter can play Pac-Man and see a ghost that looks like her.
That's right.
Yes.
It's all about it. It's identity politics.
I feel like this is expensive. Also, can I ask you guys a side question?
Sure.
Tuesday's Gone. Mm-hmm. Was that the end of the party song before Dazed and Confused came out?
No, that was the end of the...
I feel like Dazed and Confused really put that as the, like, party's over
song. No, they made that as the party. Like, the cup goes on the keg to tell you that it's over. And you're like...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but Dan,
hold on. Rand's got a future here in instrumental vocal work. that's somebody's new ringtone.
And then sometime around 1994, closing time comes on and pops everything up.
Over. Yeah. It's over at that point.
Closing time.
I saw them in concert.
Semisonic?
Yes.
Where?
At Loyola University in Chicago.
I bet they were great.
I saw them and you know who else I saw? Spade.
David Spade?
Yeah, he played Loyola University in Chicago.
So we used to do a bit in... So one of our old bits was that we found the original first draft of The Devil Went Down to Georgia. The Devil Went Down to Georgia several times, but it wasn't always successful as the first, as the final one that we all know, the Charlie Daniels Band.
Sure.
So we got one of the first drafts of The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and we basically just do the song. We recorded the dun-dun-dun just after each verse, and we just spaced it out for these paragraphs, and it was just about... The devil went down to Georgia, and then he was looking for a soul to steal.
He was in a bind. He was way behind. He was willing to make a deal.
And then he goes to the front desk of the hotel to try and check in, and then there's all these problems. But it's like all the same thing. Like, I just need a thing. Can you get me a wake-up call at 8 in the morning? I need that. And they're like, we can't do that.
Checkout?
We don't. What about the breakfast?
When does the continental breakfast
start? And it just kept going on. And then in the end, he's saying, and we had like a verse of closing time in that song. We're like, he pre-knew that years before. Anyway, whatever. So stupid. All right.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Autograph photos, musical equipment.
Sure.
Which, not instrument.
Right. Equipment.
Equipment. So it could literally just be like a mic stand.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
It could be a dolly.
For all we know.
Used to move speakers.
A Zildjian.
But that's one I think is expensive. A 1957 Les Paul guitar signed by Greg Allman, Lita Ford, and many more prominent rock artists.
That's real. That's a lot of money, has nothing to do with Leonard Skinner.
Yeah. The trailer also held, now this is...
I can't wait.
Soaps, candles, and glassware to be sold at the April 10th benefit. So that butt plug, Jordan, you're not too far off. They were branching out into all sorts of just standard items you might
find.
Where's
my Confederate soap?
Right.
Where is it? Where's my Leonard skin cleanser?
You'll get my plug when you pry it from my cold, dead butt.
That's what it says on the soap.
As well as...
Did you call it Leonard Skincare?
Yes, that's great.
Leonard Skin.
As well as a brand new DW snare drum that would have been a raffle prize.
Got it. Hey, what did we learn from Malone, Dan? You got to check your snares. You got to be up on your snares. You got to be up on your goddamn snares. Do you watch the show Alone, Jordan? You know, on they drop people into the Arctic and they have to on.
Dan has gotten us hooked on this damn show.
God damn Dan! It's literally the
best.
Have
you seen it, Jordan?
No, I have not seen it. My passive viewing lately has been Steve Harvey, Family Feud, and Shark Tank. I am like so into those
Shark
two shows.
Tank?
I have not watched any prestige TV in 6 months.
Alone is not prestige TV.
Well, I tell you that basically, I will say this, Steve Harvey's Family Feud is basically Queen's Gambit. So you don't have to see that. Just
you've already seen the same level in artistry when you see Steve Harvey with dead eyes just go round and round on a Segway.
Jordan, in your... Like, out of how many episodes do you feel like on Shark Tank you see someone get a really good deal? Like where you're like,
you know,
man,
honestly,
that's a great
and I cannot
offer.
Explain to you why I like Shark Tank because I do not understand the business end right. of it at all. Like
sure.
I don't when they're going back and forth on the numbers and percentages.
We'll give you 500.
I know it's
we'll
dramatic.
Do you just like seeing somebody
me?
Pitch? Because pitching is a big part of our world too. Do you enjoy?
We have to pitch. You have to pitch jokes in a writer's room. You got to pitch TV
pitch
shows.
Your shows. Yeah. Do you think you enjoy the pitch?
You know, I think I like. God, you know. There's something about I like the push pull between like you like seeing a scrappy person with a great idea get a deal, mm-hmm. but I also love and I don't like this part about myself, but okay. I really love watching someone who is full of shit get torn down. I love
yes!
it when like a tech bro is
it's
there
cathartic.
With like talking about blue sky solutioneering, mm-hmm. and then Mr. Wonderful just tells him he's full of shit.
That's
love,
right.
I just love it, you know?
You poke a hole in that blue sky, and guess what comes down? A little bit of rain.
A little bit of tears.
There you go. Yeah.
Tuesday's gone with the rain.
Altogether, the benefits organized estimate they lost how much worth of merchandise and memorabilia.
Dude, the Les Paul guitar is worth a lot, but Jordan, what do you think? A trailer's worth of Days In
okay.
stuff. What do you think?
Are we including? Okay, this is an important question. Are
Soaps.
We including the trailer? And was the trailer also a Lynyrd Skynyrd trailer? Which is something I bet
oh
they
my
also.
God.
We are not including the trailer.
Okay.
It was not just a Lynyrd Skynyrd trailer.
It was just a simple
okay.
trailer.
Yep.
It was a U-Haul.
Cause I'm a simple kind of trailer.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm gonna guess $75,000.
$75,000.
I like that. I like that. Really,
Jason Sklar.
I'm gonna say $37,000.
$37,000.
$93,000.
Yeah. All right. All of our Patreon townies who are members of our Patreon, and because of the level that they are at, are watching this live with us on
Let's
Zoom.
Get in some of your
right
guesses
now.
Right
get
now.
Get in your guesses. How,
what do we think? Join the chat.
How
throw
much
it in there.
Was the worth of merchandise and memorabilia was put in there? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to give you guys the answer.
And we're going to talk about Jordan Morris's graphic novel, which is about to come out. You'll pre-order this on the other side of this. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. We got Jordan Morris, who is fantastic on Jordan, Jesse, Go. But you got a graphic novel, man. Talk
Tell
to
us
about it
Talk
and how
us.
People can get it, please.
Yeah, it is called Bubble. It is a sci-fi comedy. It's I wrote the script with a great comedy writer named Sarah Morgan and a great comics artist named Tony Cliff did the drawings and the adaptation. He does the Delilah Dirk series, and Natalie Reese did the colors. She does the Dungeon Critters series. It's a like four grown-ups in that it has a lot of sex jokes and gore. It's about
Perfect
this kind
for
of weird
novel.
Future where everybody lives in these bubble cities, and it's these roommates who kind of participate in this kind of life and death version of the gig economy where they have to slay all these monsters and destroy all these robots in order to make rent. And it's
Great.
Coming out July 13th, but people can pre-order it now, and there's some cool pre-order goodies that you can get.
How can they pre-order?
Yeah, where were they
to pre-order
it?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Where would they go to pre-order it?
They would go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or better yet, your local indie bookstore or your local comic book store. Just call them up. Tell them you're interested in Bubble, and they'll get it for you. It's a cool way to support those places who've been having a tough time.
Yeah.
Hell
yes.
Awesome.
Oh, I love
it.
Bubble.
Great.
So great.
Baby.
And then, of course, Jordan, Jesse, Go, fantastic podcast that you do with our good friend, the great Jesse Thorne, that is up and cracking and doing its thing.
Yeah, the first, basically the CBGBs of podcasts.
Right.
Very influential.
I mean, if you like influential, like, you know, trailblazing podcasts, then this is
if you like trendsetting,
they're
then
like
you'll
New
want
York Dolls. They're the New York podcast.
That's right.
Dolls.
If you hate to be possessive of something that is really special, then
if
just
you love
don't
the New York
in.
Dolls, but you hate Buster Poindexter,
you will love this.
You will love this podcast.
Yes, I don't think anyone would describe our podcast as hot.
No,
but.
No.
No.
Buster Poindexter.
All right, so let's review before we went to the break.
Sure.
The benefits organizers estimate they lost how much worth of merchandise and memorabilia.
Did people throw guesses up in the old chatteroo? I can't see
I don't know. Yep. Yes. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I can't see any. If we can scroll these.
That's all right. We can't do it.
We can't.
All right, here we go.
We're terrible.
I'm sure people got
whatever people guessed, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. I said 37,000.
Okay. Kayla says $10,000.
Yes. There we go, Kayla Weeks.
I guess 75K. I'm thinking that's high now. I'm feeling bad about my guess, but I locked it in, so I'm not going back on it.
I said 93,000, so I'm like even worse than you. Jay, what do you...
37.
All right.
The total amount of merchandise and memorabilia they estimate they lost is worth
$12,000.
Okay. Probably just the guitar then,
right?
Just the guitar.
By the way, Kayla Weeks, $10,000. Right. She was on it. One of our Patreon fans watching live nailed that one.
Nailed it.
But it's probably just the guitar.
The guitar's probably eight.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Eight or nine and the
rest. Two-thirds of that has to be the guitar.
Yes,
the
guitar. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
We had large hopes of making great money at the event. However, without much to sell, we actually lost money, the charity group wrote on Facebook.
Oh. So start a GoFundMe and then see what happens,
This is one of the things I wonder, though. That was the most... I'm not trying to victim blame here.
Nope.
If you have something that is entirely crucial to what you're trying to do,
you should have it in your hotel room.
So, for example,
always keep it with you.
So, for example, when I drove back across the country with my pinball machine,
Dan,
I thought to myself,
I'm going to sleep under this thing.
Right.
With a gun.
I'm like, I could sleep in a hotel. What are the odds that somebody's going to roll up on this truck, realize what's in there, get the truck? But then if they did, that's my one thing.
That's the reason you went
to this person had one job, get the memorabilia to the charity event. And they were like, who's going to steal it?
Put the lotion in the basket.
Get him to the Greek. But
yeah, you sleep with all the... Take it in the Days Inn or get it its own Days Inn room.
Yes. That's right. Don't leave it in... It's Days Inn, not Days Out. Am I right, people? Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
I have the courage to say that. Harumph.
Now police say they've obtained an arrest warrant for William James Walker.
That's right. He, to me, could be
BJW.
He could be in
Willie
a WJW.
Willie J. Walker. Yes.
Willie J. Walker.
Who they believe is responsible for the theft. Walker is known to frequent different hotels in the Jacksonville area.
And
I don't even know
trailers.
What that means.
Yeah, I've been to all the hotels in the Jacksonville area.
Police wrote on Facebook, officials also asked anyone with information of his whereabouts to contact the department. You know the city he lives in and who he is.
Yeah, Go get him.
Now, good news. The people at Jimmy Van Zandt's cancer charity, meanwhile, said on Facebook at the April 10th benefit was still a success thanks to supporters who donated their own time, money, and memorabilia upon hearing of the theft.
Everyone
Leonard Skinner collectors
together.
Stepped up.
If there's anything we know about Leonard Skinner's music, it's very inclusive.
They're like, I have $15,000 worth of Ted Nugent sleeping bags. Does this help?
Their next
I have
benefit
11
show.
Nugent crossbows.
I would like to remind everybody
one of them
Sweet
has
Home
Obama's
Alabama
name on it.
Is ironic.
Yeah.
They are doing that on purpose.
I know.
Okay. All right.
I know.
Their next benefit show is being organized for November, according to a recent post. I will get out of here on this. Our Patreon members will be able to hear a dumb story from Jordan afterwards. But to wrap up this mini, how old do you think William James Walker is? Willie Walker.
What do you think?
Willie Walker is the Willy Wonka of Florida.
His factory, very depressing, very dangerous, very easy to get tetanus at the factory.
Yeah, come sure. with me, come and with you'll me. See a trailer full of memorabilia.
The Oompa Loompas are all chained to radiators.
Scratch that. Reverse it.
Okay. Oh my. Do you guys remember on Game of Thrones when all the Willy Walkers came from the top of the area? Then the Willy Walkers came.
The Willy Walkers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Willy Walkers are
actually...
Across
the White Wall.
The Willy Walkers are actually whiter than White Walkers. Right, okay, so, Jordan, how old is Willie J. Walker?
God, I mean, and I think this comes up on Dumb People Town a lot.
Sure.
It's either 16 or 60, and I think... that's the Dumb People gap, I feel
60.
Like, you know?
We don't know what he is.
It's one of the two. I think 60. I'm going to guess this is someone who knows a trailer filled with memorabilia when he sees it.
You said 60. Kayla Weeks says 62. Jay, what do you think?
Okay. 46.
I'm gonna say 57. I think we're all in this range. This is a guy who, like, if you frequent hotels, you've lived a life.
You've lived.
For sure.
Yeah, frequent hotels. This is a man with a long gray ponytail who always smells like a campfire.
Okay, run them back for me, Rand.
So I am Jordan 60.
I'm gonna move this. We'll
57.
Be able to see one more guess. Look at this.
I'm 57.
I'm sure this is my best angle.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Okay.
Okay. Someone said 32.
Yep. All right. Here we go.
Said that. I said
46.
Shannon said 32. 62 from Kayla. 46 from Jay. 50,
I said 57.
57.
60, Jordan. 62.
60. We'll get out of here in this.
I love it.
William James Walker
the third
is 38 years old.
Whoa!
Shanna.
Nice. Another one of our Patreon 38, fans.
38, which I feel is right in.
He looks 60.
Like the dare stage of his life.
Yeah.
He was dared.
He was dared.
He was
this?
Dared.
38, man.
I'm never going to have a son.
Well, hang on. Hang on. All right, there you go. Graphic novel is called Bubble. Pre-order it. I feel like all of our fans who read graphic novels, yeah. It's so funny. If you love good, tight, funny writing, you will love this. I'm so excited to read it myself.
Jordan Jesse Go. Shucks. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Jordan Jesse Go is a podcast, and we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scare Bands Audio, a podcast network.